Good morning, boys and girls. Today is a special Sunday. Today is a day when we celebrate communion. And now when you have meals with your family, most of the time you gather around a table. You gather around and you share about your day, the good things and the bad things that happen, and you enjoy spending time together. And hopefully, you have gotten to gather around your table at home a lot more often over the last few months and had a lot more family dinners around the table. It's a special time when you gather together around that table. And here in the sanctuary, we have a table as well. In front of me, you will see the communion table. And that is an important table where we gather together to celebrate communion. Now, today, we are gathering around this table virtually. But in the past, we have all been together here in the sanctuary to gather around the communion table. And sometimes the communion table has trays on it that are full of wafers and juice. Sometimes there is a plate and a cup, like right now, that has bread on it and juice in the cup. Now this morning, you are going to gather your own communion at your house. And so you may have crackers or cookies, you may have a piece of bread, you may have juice, or you may have tea, or you may have milk. But whatever it is, we gather around this table to celebrate and to remember. A long, long time ago, Jesus and the disciples celebrated the very first Lord's Supper or communion. Jesus took the bread and he took the cup and he told them that when they ate and they drank, to remember him, to remember what he did for them. Because that bread was a symbol of Jesus's body that was broken for us. And the cup was a symbol of Jesus's blood that was shed for us. Jesus died so that we could be free. Jesus died so that God could forgive all the things that we do wrong. But we also celebrate because Jesus didn't stay dead. Jesus defeated sin and death, and then he rose from the dead. And so every time that we celebrate communion, we remember what Jesus did for us. And we remember that we are not perfect, that we make mistakes sometimes, that we sin. But that Jesus died so that we could always be friends with God. And so as we celebrate communion today, we remember. We remember what Jesus did for us. We remember how very much God loves us, and we celebrate. Join me as we pray. Loving God, we are so thankful for Jesus. We are thankful that Jesus died for us and that Jesus rose again, defeating sin and death so that we could always be friends with you. Help us to always remember that and to celebrate. Lord, we love you so much. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.